Andy Pearson.
Hi, Andy. This is Rebecca with ASHRAE Journal.
Hi, Rebecca. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us again on Hot Air. You've written about artificial intelligence in the July and August issues. Why did you decide to explore this?
It was really driven by colleagues wanting to get more use out of the AI that's kind of coming at us very fast. I don't know if you've been following this or not, but really since about November last year, there's been a complete tidal wave of new applications and new programs coming to the fore, new ways of accessing it. And there's a lot of enthusiasm for using it at work, but that brings a downside as well. So we're trying to mitigate that and go about it in a controlled fashion. So along with a couple of colleagues, I've been looking in great detail about what are the things that we can use it for to our advantage and what are the things that we want to avoid. But like all new technologies, it's really appealing. You know, there's lots to like about it and lots of ways that you can get distracted and end up doing something maybe not as useful as it could have been or just a sideline, you know, a distraction. So we're trying to get people focused on how can they get advantage from it rather than just how can they play with it. So it's a moving target. It's really fascinating, the new technology coming to the fore so rapidly. And that's part of the appeal, that this is something that we've not seen before and we have to work hard to figure out how to use it to best advantage. So that's where we're at the moment. I'm just in the middle of preparing a e-learning training course for staff on the do's and don'ts of using AI. So it's very much at the front of my mind at the moment. And that was the reason for starting the journal column.
So what are some of the ways that artificial intelligence can benefit the refrigeration industry?
Well, we can see three main applications that could be useful, and AI covers a very broad range of applications. So it's a bit like saying, how do you use your computer? Well, you do lots of things with it. You do emails, you do Word documents, you do pictures and diagrams or Excel spreadsheets, you know. So large language models is one thing, using AI to create text or even to translate text. It's amazingly good now at translation. So if you want to put out messages in multiple languages, it can be a great help there. Using it to create artistic images is very useful, or even to guide you towards a suitable image. And we're seeing a bit of that. And the most amazing one that I saw recently was using it to provide voiceover video with a presenter, but it's an avatar. It's not a real presenter. So you type in the script and the presenter speaks it back to you in a very professional fashion. Better than having me stumbling over my words and getting it wrong and back to front. So these are some of the ways that we can see it being advantageous for us. There are some disadvantages, and that's really the reason for wanting to do the e-learning course, to steer people around these pitfalls and make sure that we're getting the best out of it without making mistakes.
And what are some of those disadvantages?
There are two things primarily. I mean, a lot of people worry about AI because they've seen Terminator or Blade Runner, and it's nothing to do with that. You know, it's not machines are going to take over the world. But the two things that are currently a big talking point are bias in the answers and what are called hallucinations, which I think is fascinating. But the bias is, depending on the data set that the AI was trained on, it can tend to skew its answers towards a particular area of answer. You know, if for example, it looked a lot at new documentation about transcritical CO2 systems for refrigeration, it might tell you that transcritical CO2 is the only show in town and that's what everybody should be doing, when in fact, there's probably a more balanced, nuanced answer. So there's a bit of bias creeping in there. And that perhaps will be a self-reinforcing thing. The more that it does that, the more the learning will be focused on that. So it always needs to be taken with a pinch of salt. I likened it to meeting a guy down the pub who's very talkative and very persuasive and, you know, talks a good game and sounds very plausible on any subject, but you have to really think carefully about what he's telling you. Maybe he knows nothing. He's just got the gift of the gab. You know, there's a little bit of that creeps in. So just an element of caution is one thing. But the hallucination is really fascinating. You know, you ask the AI bot for an answer, it gives you something very plausible, but it turns out to be completely false. For example, just yesterday in thinking about this topic and creating the training course, I asked one of the portals, what are the advantages of studying engineering at the University of Strathclyde, which is where I went to school? And it came back with a bunch of advantages and disadvantages. It said, excellent teaching. Strathclyde is consistently ranked among the top engineering universities in the UK. The faculty are world-renowned experts in their fields, and they're passionate about teaching. And I thought, hey, that sounds really good. I went to the right school. You know, this is great. But I then asked it what the advantages and disadvantages of studying theology at the University of Strathclyde would be. And it came back and it said, excellent teaching. Strathclyde's Department of Theology and Religious Studies is home to a team of world-renowned scholars who are passionate about teaching. The problem is Strathclyde doesn't have a Department of Theology and Religious Studies. It's just made that up. So how can you tell the difference? You know, you need a real skeptical frame of mind to make sure that you don't get led astray. And when the answer comes from the computer, there is a tendency for us to believe it. You know, computer says yes, and therefore it must be okay. So we need to be careful about this because it could lead to some embarrassing or even expensive mistakes if we're not careful.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate your talking with us about this, and I know there will be lots and lots of discussion to come.
Great. Thanks, Rebecca.
You're welcome. I'm Rebecca Matusovsky, Asheri Journal's technical editor, and you've been listening to Hot Air.